Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horstman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thank you once again for tuning in today. Today, I want to talk about this idea of self-love. Have you ever been agitated by people talking about the importance of self-love and self-respect and self-care, self-actualization, right? Connecting with yourself and finding your true self? Have you ever been agitated by this woo-woo sound of, it sounds like almost selfishness or self-centeredness? I want to explain to you what it means to a man to be self-actualized or to be self-loving or self-caretaking. It is not arrogant, it is not selfish, it is not narcissistic for a person or any man to like himself. Now, the reason we talk about this, and I mentioned this in a recent newsletter, is that when you're wanting to connect with your wife or girlfriend, if you're wanting to reconnect that feeling of passion and intimacy and trust and closeness and passion, right? It's always about the passion. If you're wanting to reconnect that energy with her, what's almost always happened is that you have lost a connection with yourself. And there I go again. Ooh, self-love, connecting with yourself. I want to explain what it means. You cannot possibly reestablish a connection of trust and intimacy and passion with your woman unless you have reconnected with that natural, happy, secure, mature, badass of yourself. You can't do it. Because what happens is that we start out being confident men. We start out knowing who we are. We start out being our own people and following our own mission. And then we get wrapped up in a relationship. And this is true for almost all men in my community. We love women. We love the idea of women. We love the idea of relationship. And we love the idea of a committed, monogamous sexual relationship where there's a lot of give and take and a lot of mutual satisfaction. We love that stuff. We love it so much it becomes a drug. We become addicted to the idea that the relationship and her, herself, her mind, her body, her actions, her words, her mood, that those are the source of our worthiness. Those are the source of our happiness. And that we can't be happy, engaged, inspired, energetic, badass men unless we're getting that affirmation and validation from the feminine partner in our life. We have forgotten that we're already all those things, but when we get overly involved and addicted to the feminine source of validation and affirmation, we make the mistake of losing ourselves. And when we lose ourselves, we become disconnected from the truth. The truth is, you are a smart, compassionate, empathetic, loving man, right? You're passionate about life. You're passionate about what you do. You love being a father. You really dig your friends. But if you were to tell me the truth, you would say, yeah, but I kind of lost all of that. I kind of lost all that because now the only thing I am is employee, husband, and father. I'm also a mortgage payer, a lawnmower, and part-time plumber, right? And on weekends, I go to soccer games. And we lose ourselves in the relationship and the identity of father and husband. And then we get pissy and we get whiny and we start begging and getting upset and agitated that we're not getting our needs met. Our needs have to be met by ourselves first. If you want to be happy, you have to find happiness on your own. If you want to feel passionate and inspired about life, you have to find that on your own. If you want to reconnect with that passionate, intimate side of your relationship with your woman, you have to reconnect with that passionate, intimate side of yourself first. You have to understand that your worthiness is there, whether or not she's having a good day, whether or not she's reciprocating your hug or your kiss. You have to know that you're good. You have to dig yourself. You have to like yourself in a way that you can hold your own. We call this filling up your own cup of affirmation. And when a man is full, he feels himself overflowing. And it's out of that saucer that's catching that overflowing mojo that you get to give to your kids and your wife. But if you walk around as a half-empty cup, bemoaning the fact that nobody's topping you off with those things you want, you're going to be angry, you're going to be mad and agitated, and you're going to be combative, and you're going to start stupid arguments over stupid stuff. Yes, I have been living in your house because, remember, I'm talking to me. As I look into this camera, I'm not looking at you, I'm looking at the 40-year-old version of me. That was 19 years ago. So yeah, welcome to the club, brother. Welcome to the community. This is what we talk about. We get real about it and we start to find who we are independent from our marriages and independent from sexuality with our wife. Who are you when she's not in the room. That's what we want to help you with. If you want to get more involved in the community, we've got the Men's Live Coaching Roundtable you can find on the website. How to Diffuse the Divorce Bomb community is rocking right now. You need to join one of these. Do something. There's no risk to you. It's almost no money out of your pocket to do this. But the next thing you have to do is something courageous for you. You have to reconnect with yourself and take care of yourself and make a decision for yourself. You do not need to seek approval or permission to do this. This is up to you. So good luck. I hope to see you soon in one of the community areas. If not, I'll see you here next week anyway. So have a great weekend. Take care, brother. Bye.